Once upon a time, there was a bear named Amethyst. She was born on a full moon in the deep of winter to a hibernating mama in a cave deep in the Kootenai Mountains. When her mama woke up in the springtime after her long deep sleep, the first thing she heard was snow, meltwater, drip, dripping inside the cave and rushing down the mountain outside the cave. And the first thing she saw when she opened one eye was a gleaming mass of amethyst crystals poking up through a seam in the cave wall and catching the spring sunshine in their elegant purple crystalline shards. And the first thing she felt was a little squirming puff of warmth against her belly. And when she looked down, she was surprised and delighted to find a baby bear snuggled up to her. She named her baby Amethyst after the beautiful purple crystals in the cave. Amethyst was a cinnamon-colored black bear who followed her big black mama around the Kootenai mountain range all summer long, learning what to eat and what not to eat, learning what she didn't have to be afraid of and when she should climb a tree. The things Amethyst's mama taught her were good for her were dandelions and buffalo berries, poplar buds and mushrooms, grubs, insects, fish, sweet clover, and animals that were injured, weak, or already killed by another predator. Things Amethyst's mother taught her to be afraid of were people, anything that smelled like people, and trains, or anything that smelled like trains, such as train tracks, train yards, oh, and grizzly bears. Just walk away, Amethyst, said her mama. Never pick a fight with a grizzly bear or a train. You can't win. Amethyst listened to her mama. And when they smelled grizz or train, they just went higher up the mountain. Amethyst couldn't quite wrap her mind around why she should stay away from people, though. She saw them sometimes hiking up the mountains, smelling like food, and with the strangest types of skin and fur on their bodies. They were more colorful than birds and more strangely built up on two legs all the time and looking so unbalanced with huge packs on their backs and spindly little legs with clawless, smooth, flat, strange paws. They just looked so easy to outrun and wrestle, and they never seemed to catch a whiff of anything, even as they strolled right past wolves or cougars or porcupines or rabbits or coyotes, wolverines, rams, deer, and elk, and even teeny tiny bushy-tailed squirrels that screamed at them from trees. Not even squirrels were afraid of people, so why should great big Amethyst be? She'd grown strong and clever, and she spent more and more time on her own until her mother stopped calling her to her side and even began to refuse to share food with her. So Amethyst set out on her own in the mountains, looking for buffalo berries and salmon with bellies fat with caviar. She knew enough, and it was a good life. She always had enough. Once, in an alpine meadow, Amethyst was surprised by a hiker who crossed her path without seeming to smell or notice her at all. The hiker laid down a silver blanket. He took off his shoes and shirt and shorts, and he set down his pack beside him. He slathered the most delicious smelling oil all over his body, and he fell asleep on the silver blanket. Ha! Said a raccoon to Amethyst. He looks just like a buttered baked potato in aluminum foil. What's a buttered baked potato? Asked Amethyst. Seriously? Asked the raccoon. Oh, you have not lived until you've raided a campsite with buttered baked potatoes cooling on the picnic table. What's a campsite? What's a picnic table? Asked Amethyst, her big brown bear eyes widening with curiosity. Seriously, girl, said the raccoon, you should follow that walking baked potato home and get yourself an education about what campsites are all about. They are, how should I put this, places that people bring delicious food to. When the people leave, you can help yourself. Well, my mama told me to stay away from anywhere with people or things that smelled like people. She said it's not safe. Well, you do have to be smart about it. I mean, you can't just walk up to people and take the marshmallows off their sticks, but if you're sneaky-like, if you're smart, the people won't notice you're there. Just sit, watch for a while, and when the coast is clear, no people, no problem. Poke around, see if you find anything you like. Marshmallows? Asked Amethyst. Oh, I can't even tell you, said the raccoon, how delicious marshmallows are. I can't even. The hiker sat up. He pulled a bag of nuts and dried fruit out of his knapsack, and he ate them by the handful. They smelled so delicious that Amethyst trembled where she stood sniffing. You think that smells good? You should see what happens when people cook food. The flavors are out of this world. That's when I'm going to head to the campsite, when I smell cooking fires. Yesterday, I found a heap of paper towels that were soggy with bacon grease. So good. It was just so good. And under the picnic table, little bits of scrambled eggs. Bacon and eggs. You haven't lived bare. You haven't lived until you've tried bacon and eggs. When the hiker got up, the raccoon followed him. And Amethyst thought about what her mama said. And she thought about what the raccoon said. And she thought about how little the raccoon was and how big she was. And she thought about how if the raccoon was safe around people, why wouldn't Amethyst be? If Amethyst and the raccoon had it out, Amethyst knew she would win. Amethyst didn't even notice, really, when her legs started moving along the pineapple, coconut, and almond-scented trail the hiker left behind. As Amethyst got closer to the campsite, the people smells became more intense and more delicious. She carefully made her way through the brush until she could peer through branches at what had to be a campsite. There was a fire in the center with meat sizzling on it. There was a man turning the meat with metal things and squirting it with delicious smelling sauce. Off to the side was a big metal box with flowery, soapy smells coming from it, and music and laughter was coming from within. Small people kept poking their heads out of the box and asking, "Dinner ready yet?" "5 more minutes," the man kept saying. There was a red plastic box that people kept reaching into and taking things out of. Fruit of all kinds, delicious smelling liquids. And there was a woman slowly drinking a glass of something red while washing and chopping leaves to which she added nuts and another sweet sauce. There were so many things Amethyst had never seen or smelled before, and she wanted to see and smell them all. Amethyst watched as the family sat around the picnic table eating supper. She was a grazer, and honestly, she had never gone so long without browsing for food in her life, but she couldn't look away. She was fascinated. Finally, the family finished their meal, and they got up and they left the campsite, leaving behind their food smeared onto round discs on the picnic table. The woman with her glass of red stuff stayed behind to guard the discs smeared with food. She boiled some water. She rooted around in the large metal box for a lemony flour sauce, which she squirted into the boiling water. Then she threw the discs into the pot to make a delicious soup. Amethyst was expecting the woman to eat the soup, but she just poured it onto a tree very near to where Amethyst was standing, and then she disappeared into the large metal box. There was not a sound from the campsite for the longest time, just smells. Like the glass of red stuff the woman left on the picnic table beside all the plastic discs that used to be covered in food. Amethyst put one paw onto the campsite. Nothing happened. She put her other three paws onto the campsite. Nothing happened. She picked at the plastic glass of red liquid and ate it. It was delicious. The plastic part wasn't as good as the liquid inside it, but still, it was good. She swatted at the plastic box and the lid fell open. It was full of sausage, eggs, and a spongy white substance that was like eating clouds. When a group of raccoons dropped down from the trees and asked Amethyst to share, she growled at them and they ran away. When Amethyst had eaten everything in the campsite, including a large bag of chips, a tube of toothpaste, a half bottle of shampoo, a bag of oranges, including the peels and the bag, a leather shoe, which she didn't care for much, and a bag of chocolate chip cookies, which she did care for, Amethyst crept away from the campsite. She had a bit of a bellyache, and she needed a nap. Amethyst came to the campsite every day for 2 weeks, and while there were different people with different foods each time, it played out more or less the same way. She'd watch. She'd wait while the people cooked, ate, dealt with their discs in a variety of ways. While the people cooked, ate, cleaned up, and either went to bed or someplace else for a while. That's when Amethyst would eat what she could find, usually when it was dark and the people were safe inside their metal boxes or their plastic domes. She'd scare away any raccoons and she'd leave with her belly aching and needing a nap. Well, then something unusual happened. Instead of a cooking fire in a family, there was just a large can in the middle of the campsite with no one around it at all when she showed up. Amethyst was cautious about the change. She waited and she watched for a long time, but absolutely nothing happened. She couldn't help but notice that inside the can was a whole roast chicken and a jar of peanut butter. Amethyst waited and she watched some more, but there were no people protecting the food at all. She could just squeeze into the can and help herself. Maybe she had finally outsmarted the people, so that instead of the whole rigmarole, they'd just gift her with their best foodstuffs. When Amethyst squeezed in the can to reach the peanut butter, though, a door slammed shut behind her and she couldn't get back out of the can. She was like a people in a metal box, but with no way out. Amethyst was too scared to eat the peanut butter and chicken. Then she heard voices and she smelled people all around her. She tried to turn around inside the can, but it was too small. She roared to scare the people away, but they must not have been able to see how terrifying she was because she was in the can. She felt a sharp pain in her back leg, and then she became incredibly drowsy, even though she hadn't had any supper at all. When Amethyst woke up, she was still in the can, but the door wasn't shut behind her anymore. She squeezed back out into the sunlight. There were people smells everywhere, but no people that she could see. The light hurt her eyes, and she had a terrible headache. She left the peanut butter and chicken behind, and she ran further up the mountain until she was far, far away from the people. She roared, and she snorted for a long time just to get the people smells out of her nostrils. When she drank some mountain spring water, she felt much better, and the terrifyingness of her ordeal began to leave her body, and the hairs on her back began to lay flat again. Instead of people food that night, Amethyst had bear food for supper. She had an orange mushroom, shrubs full of buffalo berries, a few rainbow trout, and some wild strawberries for dessert. When she settled down to rest, her belly didn't hurt at all. And she watched the sun drop behind the mountains. It's a good life, thought Amethyst. Better without people. And she decided never to follow a buttered baked potato down the mountain again.